There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 34 of the tabernacle, prayer as incense. E.M. Bounds once wrote, "Prayer ascends by fire. Flame gives prayer access as well as wings, acceptance as well as energy. There is no incense without fire, no prayer without flame." Our text today is from Psalm 141, verse 2. "Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." At three different times in God's Word, prayer is likened to incense. Once, close to the beginning of Scripture, a second time in the middle, and a third occurrence at the end of the Bible. You can see Exodus 30, verses 7 and 8, Psalm 141, 2, and Revelation 8, verses 3 and 4. As we discussed earlier this week, prayer as incense is illustrated in Exodus 30, when God gives instructions for the altar of incense to be constructed in the tabernacle. At the end of the chapter, God gave a specific recipe for how the spices should be mixed for the incense. Prayer is equated with incense in the middle of the Bible in the book of Psalms. David begins Psalm 141 with these words, "O Lord, I call upon you, hasten to me, give ear to my voice when I call to you." Then, in verse 2, David clearly links prayer to incense and the evening sacrifice with these words, "Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." The third time prayer is related to incense is in the last book of God's Word in Revelation 5, verse 8, and chapter 8, verses 3 through 5. "And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and the golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God from the hand of the angel. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it on the earth, and there were peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake." In these verses, we are told that our prayers ascend to heaven like incense, and figuratively speaking, God collects our prayers like incense gathered in golden bowls. Let's focus today on David's words concerning prayer as incense in Psalm 141, verse 2. John Phillips provides the following commentary on this incredible verse. "Let my prayer be set before thee as incense. There was sweetness in that, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. There was surrender in that." David was no priest, not even a Levite. Certainly, he could never enter into the holy place of the Most High and offer incense on the golden altar. Nor could he officiate in the court of the tabernacle at the brazen altar. It was not for him to offer up the evening sacrifice. Only a priest could take the evening sacrifice, shed its blood, flay it, and put its parts on those flames that burned on the brazen altar. Only a priest could take that holy fire from the brazen altar, carry it into the holy place, put the burning coals on the golden altar, sprinkle sweet-smelling incense on those coals, and watch the smoke ascend like prayer toward heaven. Not once in all his days would David see that, not even if he lived to be as old as Methuselah or lived to rule the world. Yet, young as he was, rare soul that he was. He had already progressed in his spiritual life from ritual to reality, from shadow to substance, from type to ultimate truth. He could be a priest, not a priest after the order of Aaron, but he could enter into that holy place, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. He might not be able to bring a Mosaic offering, but he could bring a meaningful offering. Let my prayer be counted as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as sacrifice. David took his stand on New Testament ground, 1,000 years before his time. God must have listened with delight to this spiritual prayer, and it thrilled his heart. One can almost see him pointing David out to the angels and saying, "There, that's a man after my heart." Today, lift up your hands to God as a sacrifice, and let your prayer be like incense ascending to the throne of God. Some questions to consider. How is prayer as incense one of the most vivid pictures of prayer found in Scripture? What does David's prayer in Psalm 141 say about your privilege to enter God's presence and speak with Him personally? Warren Wiersbe writes these words about Psalm 141. After the second temple was built, this psalm was read when the evening sacrifices were offered and the lamps were lit in the holy place. What does this incredible legacy of David's prayer say about the impact prayer can have on your life? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.